Hatzka turned to face the door as he heard footsteps along the passage. They came to a halt outside his cell. The key turned in the lock. He found himself confronted by an SS Untersturmführer and four soldiers, their steel helmets glinting in the gloom of the passage. They were all members of Eicher's division, the only division in the SS to wear brown uniforms instead of the familiar black, and not to carry the letters SS on their collars.
"About time, too," Hatzka faced them furiously. "Someone's going to be in trouble for this day's work, and so I tell you, when General Röhm gets to hear about it."
The Untersturmführer said nothing, merely cut across Hatzka's words by yanking him out of the cell and pushing him up the passage, flanked on either side by soldiers. He himself strode behind, his spurs clinking and his leather boots creaking. He was a mere boy, scarcely 20 years old. His hair was thick and honey-coloured. His eyes were blue, fringed with long blonde lashes. He had the face of an angel, with soft, childlike contours and a chin that was baby-smooth. But hatred stared naked from the beautiful blue eyes, and the wide mouth was set as hard as granite. They were like that in the SS, the flower of German youth systematically turned into efficient killing machines. The great grey buildings of the barracks were washed by brilliant sunshine. Hatzka and his escort marched across the hot paving stones of the courtyard, where not long since children of 8 years old had been accustomed to drill. In these same barracks, for years past, children whose destiny was war had been prepared to take their places as uncomplaining cannon fodder in the army of Imperial Germany. In all the best families of the Reich were to be seen fading sepia photographs of boys of 17, dressed up in their heroes' uniforms, and departing in all their false and glittering glory for death in the trenches of First World War France. They died as they had lived, according to the rulebook. And who knew but that death might not indeed have been welcome after 8 years of training and torture in the courtyards of Groß Lichterfeld?